The journey through the Midbar, certainly at the end of the 40 years, wasn't just about desert survival. We also had to fight battles. Tim, who smote great kings, his kindness endures forever. V'yaharag malachim adirim, ki le'olam chastai. He slew mighty kings, ki le'olam chastai. Sichon melech ha'amayri, Sichon king of the Amorites, Og melech ha'boshan. Those two great kings were not son Artson and Nachla, ki le'olam chastai. And he presented their land as a heritage. His kindness endures forever. So, the Rashi actually says, the Makim Malachim Gedolim is referring to the 31 Malchi Canaan. These are the 31 kings of Canaan who were vanquished when Yeshua conquered the land Kibush Haaretz. Rashi then goes back. The Yaharag Malachim Adirim is referring to Paro and his powerful host, with Rashi explaining that Paro and his legion were even mightier than the combined Canaanites. Yet nonetheless, Hashem kills them after afflicting with the Marcus. And then we single out two. Sichon melech ha'amayri ra'ig melech ha'boshan. And the Gemara at the end of Maseches Nidah says they were brothers. They were sons of a giant, Achya ben Shamchazai. And the Medrash and Shirashirim Rabbah says these brothers were mighty warriors, but they were hugely arrogant. The distance between their capital cities was no more than a day's journey, yet neither of them would come to the assistance of their brother. Sichon, solid as a tower, he was stronger than any man or beast. But what happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu subdued and bound Sichon's guardian angel in Shamayim. He destroyed the source of Sichon's might, making it possible for Klal Yisrael to fight him without miracles, without open miracles. It was a battle, and we were victorious. There are Chachamim who hold that Sichon and Og were even bigger and stronger than Pyro and his legions. And just as Klal Yisrael sang a song at the downfall of Pyro, we also should have sung a song at the downfall of Sichon and Og. But it was only David HaMelech who composes a song about the defeat of both of those kings. Well, this is where we sing it here. So this is a delayed song. Like Melech HaBashan, so who was he? He was the Polit, the fugitive who escaped from battle to tell Avram that Lot was taken captive. This is like Melech HaBashan, because he was the one, the Polit, says Gemara again at the end of Nida, who escaped the flood. On the outside of the ark, he grabs hold of one of the gangplanks protruding from the side of the ark and says to Noach and his sons, I'll be your slave forever if you help me. Says the ark at Shemoni, Noach drilled a hole in the ark and passed food, rations, daily to Og. The Gemara in Zvachim says the sea waters were like a boiling cauldron during the flood, but Hashem cooled the waters on the side of the ark and Og survived. So Hashem added kindness to kindness. In addition to granting us victory over Sichon and Og, he also gives us the land. Centuries earlier, Hashem had promised certain lands to Avram and his descendants, but Sichon and Og on the east bank had not been included in the covenant. This addition to Eretz Yisrael was another kindness of Hashem.